It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Good morning. In New Orleans, the city's public schools have more security guards than counselors. School safety is one of the many problems in a city and a region still struggling to come back more than 2 years after Katrina. This week, we're beginning a series looking at some of the people who are taking on some of the hard work of fixing the problems in New Orleans and along the Gulf Coast. Today, NPR's Carrie Kahn reports on the man tapped to bring order to the schools. He used to be the police chief.
Technically, Eddie Compass's new job title is executive director of security.
Jack, how you doing, sir?
But to everyone, he's still the chief.
He's still called him chief.
Well, he is the chief of security. Let me stress that a little bit more. Eddie Compass still is the chief. He will always be the chief. He has did a great job in the city of New Orleans.
Like Anthony Jackson, a contract security guard at a New Orleans high school, many in the city think Compass got a bum rap when he was pushed out of the top cop job right after Katrina.
I watched him when I was evacuated. Eddie Compass did what he was supposed to do. But in my heart, he still should be the chief. He had a relationship with the people, and that's the most important thing.
That relationship became one more casualty of Katrina. Compass's popularity plummeted following the storm. He frequently gave exaggerated reports of violence and broke down several times on TV. Compass says soon after, he received a message from the mayor instructing him to find an exit plan. Uncharacteristically curt, he announced his resignation.
I'll be retiring as superintendent of police, and I will be going on in another direction God has for me.
Compass says God led him right to the front doors of the troubled New Orleans school district.
I think this is my destiny, to be at this school and help these kids.
Standing in front of one of the city's roughest high schools, Compass now looks years younger and way happier than he did back during those days as chief.
And I think I'm having a big impact on the lives of our youth. And I've always espoused the philosophy that we have to deal with the root of the problem in the schools. So now I have an opportunity to deal with the root of the problem firsthand.
Hey, wow, how are you doing, sir?
How are you, sir?
Oh, can I interrupt you for a second?
Sure. Oh,
Compass drops in on 12 schools a week. He doesn't carry a gun, and his security chief badge is just gold embroidered lettering on a dark blue polo shirt. This day, he's come to Thomas Wally's fourth grade math class. The kids' eyes light up. They know what's coming.
And we know that the rewards that go with learning your lessons, right?
Yes.
They are great rewards that go with learning your lessons, right?
Yes.
Compass's rewards are cold, hard cash.
All right. Okay, now, we're gonna do like elimination. And the winner gonna get $5. All right. 9 times 9.
81.
Compass says he learned as a beat cop that kids need rewards from the police in order to build better relationships. If not, he says, then it's just the drug dealers in the neighborhood handing out the money and candy. With the older kids, his approach is different.
I try to be supportive, but I don't want to be intrusive.
That's exactly what many critics claim the district was doing, treating schools like prisons. Last school year, there were more than 300 guards patrolling just 20 campuses at a cost of $20 million. This year, Compass cut that cost in half and has been slashing the number of guards. He says his plan is working and points to McDonough High School as proof.
If you received your schedules, you're now moving to your third period class. Young ladies, let's do it quietly, please.
Compass says the halls at the city's roughest school now are calmer and more orderly. And he says police are receiving far fewer calls for assistance this year. Compass gives most of the credit to McDonough's new principal. Gerald Du Bois throws that praise back at Compass, mostly for realizing that 30 guards at the school was just too much.
It has a negative effect on the students, and the security officers we have now, they relate well to the kids without crossing that boundary. They talk to them, but no means no.
Du Bois says it also helps that Compass is willing to knock on the doors of troubled students. Compass says he got the idea to do home visits during his first week on the job. Two girls got into a fight, and he took one of them straight home. The girl's mother, unaware of Compass's career change, was shocked when the former chief came through the door with her daughter.
Her mother said, "Girl, you got the chief of police in my house? You better behave. You better act right." And it kind of, like I said, wait a minute, I'm on to something here.
Compass says he always straightens out any confusion over his title, but his past profession gets him in the door and instant respect.
Oh, I think I'm going to be here a long time. I love this job.
He says it's not even like going to work. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
Others are making a difference in fixing the problems of the Gulf Coast. At NPR.org, you can hear the story of a family doctor who took a financial risk and opened a clinic in downtown New Orleans.